Welcome to Fresh Folk, the show where I do the listening for you, previewing new releases in acoustic-based music and playing the best selections for you. I'm your host, Blair Larson. On March 12, 2012, pianist Kenny White and singer-songwriter Cheryl Wheeler flew to Anchorage, Alaska to begin a 32-night road trip. After a wonderful week in Alaska, they flew to Seattle, spent a lovely few days driving to Southern California, and then began working their way back north. The last night of the trip was at the Triple Door in Seattle on April 1st. They recorded that show, and the result is a new album titled Greetings from Cheryl Wheeler Live. Known for her comic as well as emotionally intense songs, Cheryl was raised in Timonium, Maryland, and began playing the guitar and ukulele as a child. She first performed professionally at a local restaurant, but soon graduated to clubs in the Baltimore and Washington, D.C. areas. In 1976, she moved to New England, where she became a protege of country folk singer-songwriter Jonathan Edwards, for whom she initially served as a bass player. Her first recording was released in 1983. She tours extensively, often performing solo or with Kenny White, who often opens her shows as well. She appeared as part of the On a Winter's Night tour and was part of the Philo 25th Anniversary tour. We'll start off tonight's show with Little Lonely Thing from Cheryl Wheeler's new live recording.
This is a song I wrote in a hotel room in Minneapolis. I woke up that morning in that room, and it was sad in this hotel room. It really was. And I thought, well, what is this? I'm not sad. I'm in a very, you know, happy place in my life. But it really felt sad in this room. And I thought about it a while, and it felt like there was this sad feeling that had been left in the room by the last guest. And I felt sorry for this poor little sad feeling. I did, like it was a puppy or something. And it was like all alone, and, you know, feelings are supposed to be in people, and this one had been abandoned by its owner, so. But it was an intense feeling, and I felt like, well, you poor little sad thing, you can come be in me, because I'm in a real good place, and then we'll both be all right.
No reason, I guess, no dark and troubled time, just a loneliness some traveler left behind, and it had no place to be, so it crept inside of me. But I don't mind, and it nestled right in, just to hang its head and cry for the cold north wind and for the wide, wide winter sky. There'll be no brave face to keep till it's cried itself to sleep, so I won't try. To spring, how even when our skies are blue, we need a little lonely too, to keep our hearts stretched open wide, to touch the edge of either side. So I'll keep it right here, this little lonely thing. I'll lend my ear, comforting, it's the least that I can do, because I've been lonely too. Lonely too. loneliness some traveler left behind.
Thanks.
I wish I could fall in love, though it only leads to trouble. Oh, I know it does. Still I'd fool myself and gladly just to feel I was in love, in love. I wish I could feel my heartbeat rise, gaze into some gentle, warm, excited eyes, and give myself as truly as an arrow flies in windless skies. Oh, I remember you in the TV light and holding you close to me where we lay. Now I wish I knew some of those softer nights, whispering quietly, feeling you turn to me. Only last night in the winter dark, I dreamed of how you loved in all your innocence, and I've never known a softer, warmer feeling since. Or a truer heart. But maybe these dreams are leading me. Maybe love is not as gentle as my memory. And maybe time and wishful half-remembered fantasy are the greatest part. Oh, but I remember you in the TV light and holding you close to me where we lay. Now I wish I knew some of those softer nights, whispering quietly, feeling you turn to me. Wish I could feel my heartbeat rise and gaze into some gentle, warm, excited eyes, and give myself as truly as an arrow flies in windless skies. Oh, I wish I could fall in love, though it only leads to trouble. Oh, I know it does. And still I'd fall gladly just to feel I was in
love. From Cheryl Wheeler's new live album titled Greetings from Cheryl Wheeler Live, that was Arrow. You may not be familiar with Cheryl, but you've probably heard her music. She's a very respected songwriter by her peers, as evidenced by how many have recorded her songs. From her albums, you can tell that she is a gifted songwriter with a beautiful voice. From other people's comments about her, you can learn that she is a natural storyteller with a fantastic sense of humor. But until you see her in person, you never really believe what you've been told about her. Besides, almost half of the songs she does during her shows haven't been recorded. That makes this live recording the next best thing to seeing her in person, and an absolute treat. Here then is Cheryl Wheeler with Raining in Portland.
Oh.
going to leave you with this one, and thanks so much. You've been great all night.
It's raining in Portland, but I'm still glad to be here. I love the Northwest, and I don't mind the gray. Feels like there's lots of old hippies like me here. Suits me just fine is what I've got to say. The world is so crazy and angry and greedy. Turn off the TV, turn from the fray. I can't explain it, I can just say that it felt great to wake up in Portland today. Life in the folk lane is hardly a highway. It's more like a bike path with Holiday Inns. Once I was 14 and dreaming that someday I'd travel along it to see where it ends. But 14 could never see 60 too clearly, and 60 sees 14 not fading away. Got no dreams to make up, no bones to take up, just felt great to wake up in Portland today. Change the light I was standing in. Hotels and highways can blur in the rear view till where you are going is where you have been. And somehow in Portland there's something to steer to, something to lift you and usher you in. Bridges and pine trees, gray sky and water, hushed all the bother, washed it away. And something got mended, stirred up and blended, kindly attended in Portland today. Stirred up and blended, kindly attended in Portland today.
Thank you all. I loved this. Thanks, Christian, for great sound. The wonderful Kenny White. Thank you so much. See you next time. Bye-bye.
But I did it badly, tapping at his window in the haze of a late night coming down. To sleep it off grew like a chrysalis against his back. I would wake at some unholy hour, hear him singing in the shower. Even then I loved that sound. There were times, good God, I would have died crossing the road, except he took my hand, made all right everything I made all wrong. Like a wise good shepherd, like my old mother never could. I was a kite in the wind, he was the one gathered me in. All the thanks he ever got are in this song. I remember you on the road to Cape Rouge. You knew all the words to every song, and I sang along until I knew them too. I wanna tell you it's still true, wherever you are in this beautiful blue. drifting. I just remember waking in my own bed on a clear blue morning, thinking I don't even know where he is. Been so long since I needed him to save me from myself. As if he took me by the hand until I was strong enough to stand on my own. And then he knew how to let me go. I remember you on the road to Cape Rouge. You knew all the words to every song, and I sang along until I knew them too. And I want to tell you it's still true. Wherever you are in this beautiful blue, wherever you are in this beautiful blue world, I would be lost if not for you.
We just heard Cape Rouge from the duo Hat Check Girl and their newest release, Road to Red Point. Hat Check Girl is the collaboration between veteran songwriters Annie Gallup and Peter Galway. Annie sings and plays acoustic and electric guitar, lap steel, dobro, and banjo. Peter sings and plays acoustic, electric, and baritone guitars, accordion, and keyboards. The sound of the recording and the timelessness of the stories makes this record fit comfortably into the category of Americana. You're listening to Fresh Folk, and I'm your host, Blair Larson. The third studio album from singer-songwriter Nels Andrews, with songs largely set in and around New York City, is titled Scrimshaw. On the album, Nels has kept true to his folk roots, as his foremost purpose is to tell you a story. As always, his voice is warm and captivates you, melodies hanging in your ears long after the songs end. But in Scrimshaw, we also hear the echoes of Van Morrison and the influence of David Bowie in his writing. From Nell Andrews' album, Scrimshaw, this is Three Hermits.
Three old hermits took the air by cold and desolate sea. The first was muttering a prayer, the second rummaged for a flea. And on a windy stone, the third, giddy with his 100th year, sang unnoticed like a bird. La, 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 la. Though the door of death is near, waits behind the door, three times in a single day I slept upright on the shore. And said the first, but now the second, we're given but what we've earned, so it's plain to be discerned. La, 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 la. Shadows of holy men who failed being weak of will, and past the door of birth again are plagued by crowds until they have the passion to escape, but on the other they are thrown into some unholy place. The second marked his moan. They are not chained to anything, having loved God once, but maybe to a poet or a king, some witty, lovely lady. And he caught and cracked his flea the third, giddy with his 100th year, and he sang unnoticed like a bird. La la la.
That was In a Hurry from the Jay Venata Trio and their new disc, Groovin' It. Jay Venata is a trombonist in the central region of Pennsylvania. He won a scholarship to study at the Berklee College of Music in Boston and has self-produced 4 stellar albums. There are some great concerts happening around the state, including the Ogden Bluegrass and Acoustic Music Festival, May 31st to June 2nd, with The Boxcars, Elephant Revival, Sam Bush, and Tim O'Brien playing. They Might Be Giants at the Depot on June 8th, Rachel Yamagata at the State Room on June 14th, and Rhonda Vincent at the Sandy Cindy Amphitheater on June 15th. Red Butte Garden has announced their summer concert season, which includes Big Head Todd and the Monsters on June 9th, Grace Potter and the Nocturnals on June 16th, Jackson Brown on June 19th, the Tedeschi Trucks Band on June 24th, Emmylou Harris and Rodney Crowell on June 25th, Old Crow Medicine Show on July 5th, Brandi Carlile on July 14th, David Byrne on July 15th, A Prairie Home Companion with Ife O'Donovan on July 17th, Kenny Loggins on July 23rd, Dwight Yoakam on July 25th, and Merle Haggard on July 30th. In Logan, folk rocker Dana Hubbard returns to Crumb Brothers on June 8th, and the duo Otter Creek plays at Crumb Brothers on July 20th. Richard Hex and his nouveau flamenco band Luna Blanca has a new album out titled El Dorado. Richard says that listening to El Dorado is a musical adventure that simulates a journey and search through South America, looking for riches, but encountering both bandits and good native people, music, rivers to cross, and the beauty of a new land, including warm breezes and sunsets. El Dorado also is a symbol of everyone's search in life for love, wealth, accomplishment, and happiness. Give a listen now to Guapa from Luna Blanca. From Amy White and Elle Pettaway, that was Seven Sisters, off Amy's new release titled Home Sweet Home. After decades of instrumental composition, and with the release of this, her 11th studio album, Amy ventures beyond the boundaries of original and traditional instrumental fare into the brave new world of songwriting. Amy has won more than a dozen Washington Area Music Awards and 3 separate Maryland State Arts Council grants for her compositions and solo instrumental performance. A native of Hillsboro, New Brunswick, Brian Vardigans now lives in the Annapolis Valley of Nova Scotia. Those coastal locales inspired his newest album, titled Seaboard Town. From Brian Vardigans, this is Love's a Wheel.
Spin it round, take your chances, oh, so I found. Love's a wheel, a game of chance, a game of heartache and romance. Love's a wheel, spin it round, it'll lift your feet right off the ground. Paint the town painted red, love's the thing goes to your head. Love's a wheel, love's a lawn, love's a verse with no rhyme. Love's a wheel, love's a lawn, love's a verse with no rhyme. Love's a wheel, watch it spin, it'll let you out and reel you in. So you thought it's a real good thing, placed your bet on a wedding ring. Little fingers, great big eyes, tell you stories with no lies. Love's entwined around this heart, keeps the pieces from falling apart. Love's a wheel, love's a lawn, love's a verse with no rhyme. Love's a wheel, love's a lawn, love's a verse with no rhyme. Sing someone, but it's a fire as hot as sun. Burn the souls right off your feet if you're not careful around love's heat. Love's a wheel, love's a lawn, love's a verse with no rhyme. Love's a verse with no rhyme.
Days are few. Sitting on the back porch, sitting here with you. You got your wine, and I got my beer. Little piece of heaven, sitting right here. And don't you worry
when the good Lord comes, he'll be hauling us away. And don't you worry about anything. We'll be taking our time, living here day by day. On the trees falling to the ground, put away the John Deere, 'cause the field's been plowed. Look towards the sky where the moon's shining bright, like the light on a freight train on a cold autumn's night.
From Jeff Davidsmeyer, that was the title track to his latest release, Taking Our Time. The album transcends the bluegrass and folk genres and is a blend of piano, acoustic guitars, and harmonica reminiscent of Dylan or Neil Young. Combined with fiddle, mandolin, and cello, Jeff's songs are refreshingly unique and, as one listener commented, a breath of fresh air. Among Friends is a live recording of a performance Deborah Cowan gave at the Baca Pipers Folk Club in West Yorkshire in the United Kingdom. Recorded live, this CD consists of 11 songs, some with Deborah singing unaccompanied, and some with her own guitar accompaniment. The Baca Pipes attendees that evening did not disappoint in lending their voices on many of the songs with choruses. The album presents a lovely snapshot of a moment in time, one November evening, when Deborah Cowan sang many of her favorite songs in one of the most respected folk clubs in the UK. From Deborah Cowan's album Among Friends, here is Good Fish Chowder.
You guys do know what chowder is.
It's
Sainsbury's. Yeah, it's Sainsbury's.
Good fish chowder, good clam chowder, makes you want to cry for more. Fills you up from your tops to your toenails, makes you hear the oceans roar, makes you hear the oceans roar.
If you sing that last line like opera singers, you'll make me very happy.
Good fish chowder, good clam chowder, makes you want to cry for more. Fills you up from your tops to your toenails, makes you hear the oceans roar,
makes you hear the oceans roar.
Oh, I gotta hear that again. You guys are better than the classical music audience in Chicago.
Good fish chowder, good clam chowder, makes you want to cry for more. Fills you up from your tops to your toenails, makes you hear the oceans roar,
makes you hear the oceans roar.
Jerry Mulligan came to see me, dropped his cap in the chowder pot, put it on as he was leaving, said my word, it's getting hot, said my word, it's getting hot. Good fish chowder, good clam chowder, makes you want to cry for more. Fills you up from your tops to your toenails, makes you hear the oceans roar.
Hear the oceans roar.
You don't need me. Come on now. 5 fat shrimp behind his earlobes, 4 fat squid with 40 toes, 6 fat oysters, 8 fat scallops, hanging from his hair and nose, hanging from his hair and nose. Good fish chowder, good clam chowder, makes you want to cry for more, fills you up from your tops to your toenails, makes you hear the oceans roar. Turned to me as he was leaving, he said goodbye and he shook my hand, just as a wave rolled down his shirt sleeve, left me holding a ton of sand, left me holding a ton of sand. Good fish chowder, good clam chowder, makes you want to cry for more, fills you up from your tops to your toenails, makes you hear the oceans roar,
makes you hear the oceans roar.
Good fish chowder, good clam chowder, has anybody seen my shoe? Tony dropped it in the chowder, but I was saving it for the stew. I was saving it for the stew. Good fish chowder, good clam chowder, makes you want to cry for more, fills you up from your tops to your toenails, makes you hear the oceans roar,
makes you hear the oceans roar.
When I open my eyes, I can see you still, with the sunlight so gay glinting on the quay. All buttons and bows and the bloom of the rose you wore for me. Oh, I swore I'd return as a prince someday, with a ship full of gold for the world to see. Yes, I promised you then, though I couldn't say when that day would be. And long are the days since we lay in the fields so green, and long are the nights to consider what might have been. And the song of the geese in the wind will call your name. The mountains just laugh when I turn towards home. Not a mountain so high, nor a man so small. Is it ours to the shore, or 10,000 miles more beyond recall? Was a fool to believe all the things they said. Twice a fool just to kiss you and sail away. But they lied when they told of those rivers of gold in America. And long are the days since we lay in the fields so green,
and long are the nights to consider what might have been. And the song of the geese in the wind will call your name. If a word or a wish could transport me now, I would fly to your arms like a moth to flame. But I'm chained and I'm bound to this cold foreign ground with none to blame. Does my love warm your heart through the cold, cold night? Does it twine round your heart as the roses grow? Or does love burn away, leaving ashes so gray and cold as stone? And long are the days since we lay in the fields so green. And long are the nights to consider what might have been. And the song of the geese in the wind will call your name. And the song of the geese in the wind still calls your name.
We just heard "The Rose You Wore for Me" from Deborah Cowan and her latest album, Among Friends. As a young girl, Deborah idolized Julie Andrews, and in her teens discovered Jethro Tull and Steely Span. At the age of 21, she needed escape out of a small Midwestern town, so she threw darts at a map and ended up in Northern California, where she attended college, sang in bars, and eventually found work as a math teacher. She continued her discovery of folk with English singers like Sandy Denny and Scottish singers like Ray Fisher. Deborah started performing in California 35 years ago and began touring in 1998 with frequent stops in the U.S. and U.K., from folk clubs to festivals. That led to where she is now, a full-time singer who bridges the old and new with a refreshing stage presence. Thank you for your company tonight on Fresh Folk, and I hope you've enjoyed listening to these new releases. Fresh Folk is a production of Utah Public Radio, and I thank my technical producer, Shalane Smith Needham, for making this program sound wonderful. Deborah Cowan's captivating warm alto carries each song she chooses with such emotion that you'll forget that they were written by others. She performs a cappella and with guitar in the great tradition of folk singers like Joan Baez and Judy Collins, with a clear vocal that calls forth the ghosts of long past, but can also offer a more modern urban landscape. We'll close out the show with "A Cold Day in November" from Deborah Cowan's new album, Among Friends.
There is a folk club that is fun. It's an English folk club in Little Rock, Arkansas.
Thanks again for listening to Fresh Folk.
The only thing is it takes, 3 days to drive there.
This is Utah Public Radio.
I might as well fly here. "'Twas a cold day in November and the wild wind did blow on Wabash and the lake town of old Chicago. A man with his hands in his pockets so deep come a-looking for a handout and a warm place to eat. Well, he walks right up to me. I thinks this is too much. Ain't it funny how a rounder can spy the soft touch? Says his name is Charlie, and he puts out his hand. Say, friend, can you help a poor ramblin' man? Well, he looked like he was freezing from his head to his shoes, and he said all that he wanted was a nickel or two for a hot cup of coffee.
coffee or some wine or some gin, or just a place to get out of that cold Chi-town wind. Well, I handed him a quarter and I went on my way. I was headed down south side to pick up my pay. At the Harrington warehouse, I was damn well near broke, sipping whiskey from a bottle that I had in my coat. Well, that wind was a-blowing, I was fast on my feet. I didn't know I was a-walking on a tough copper's beat. I took a good swig from the extent of my wealth, and I guess I must have looked pretty ragged myself. I felt a hand on my shoulder and I turned myself around. It was that tough cop getting ready to knock me on the ground. I says, this bottle ain't causing no trouble, but he took his nightstick and proceeded to use it on me. Well, when a cop's feeling ornery, it never will fail. You get some lumps on your head and a night in the jail. It don't make any difference in this land of the free if you're a bum or a wino or a poor stiff like me. That man in the blue went to hit me again when Charlie come walking round the corner just then. And in his hands was a bottle, and he took a good snort. And then over that cop's head went a fifth of good port. Well, I picked up my pay, I brought Charlie along. And we found a good tavern, and we drank until dawn. It's easy to see who your friends are sometimes. You don't vote them into office, you lend them a dime.
John O'Connor.